Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear it sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with anyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Mr. Jesus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ. I speak in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This morning we're going to look at the man called Nicodemus and what it means to be born again. From our reading this morning in John chapter 3, verses 1 to 17, was a man called Nicodemus. Was a member of the Pharisees. No doubt he sought to keep all the man-made rules of his religion, as well as the law of God, which was given to Moses. Nicodemus was a religious man, an upright man, a leader, a teacher, respected in society. Yet Nicodemus knew within himself that something was missing in his life. And for us, until we come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is indeed something missing in our lives. Because of his position, fearing what people may think of him, seeking advice from Jesus, Nicodemus made his approach to our Lord Jesus Christ secretly, at night. People may have all sorts of reasons for coming to church. It may be to give praise and thanks, or to ask for divine help in the trouble and crisis of life. It may be out of obedience to parents, or to accompany friends. It may be out of curiosity, or to assure themselves that there can really be anything so very different about Christianity. It may be to seek after God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever reason that brings you here this morning, as with Nicodemus, God is already walking in your life. Nicodemus did not come asking what he must do to be saved, like another man in the Bible. Because as a good Pharisee, he probably thought he was guaranteed a place in heaven anywhere. However, having seen or heard about Jesus, he saw something different. He saw that something was missing in his life. It doesn't matter his position in church. Now, how can we apply that into our lives? It doesn't matter how many years you've been in church. It doesn't matter your position. I've been in theological school and I had a priest saying that he doesn't believe in Trinity. A priest with a collar. He doesn't believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I've been in theological school. One lecturer doesn't believe in God either. His job is just to come and teach. And there are people like that in our society today. They are doing the job of priest as a job, not as a calling. Because if you have the call of God to walk in His vineyard, you will do it as a calling, not as a job. And that's what so many people are doing. Imagine Nicodemus, a teacher, but something was missing in his life. He must, the Bible says, must be born again. And that is the only way for us to make heaven. To know Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. John chapter 14 verse 6. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that is the only way. Nicodemus, a great teacher. People respect him in the society. And being a Pharisee, he has already been guaranteed that heaven is his portion. But that is not the way it works. Being a member of the church? No. That's a starting point. But we need to have a relationship with Jesus. We need to know him as our Lord and personal Savior. So Nicodemus was missing something. He was presuming upon his own ability to qualify for heaven. And that is self-righteousness. But we need Jesus. Don't be misled. If you think you can get to heaven by your own good works, you will surely fail. You must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. You must be born again. You must know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Paul says to the Philippian church, Christians, in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, he says, that I may know him and know the power of his resurrection, conform to his death, and share in the fellowship of his suffering. The hunger and thirst for righteousness should be in us if we want to know Jesus. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And the question for us this morning, are we born again? It might sound a very new term to us. What does it mean to be born again? What does it mean to be born again? It means giving your life in totality to God. Give your life to Jesus and say, God, use me, whatever that is pleases you. And that's what Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago. In verse 16 of John chapter 3, it says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, whosoever that believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then verse 17, he says that Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but he came to save the world. And that's what Jesus did for us. He is the only way for us to have salvation. Not self-righteousness. I'm good enough. But even the unbeliever can do the same. Those who doesn't believe in God can help one another. They can show people love. They can lend you money. They can give you a lift to anywhere you're going. But yet, they don't believe in God. I've seen someone who says, am I taste? I don't believe in God. But he's a good man. He's a philanthropist. He can help. He can support with his money and everything. But he doesn't believe in God. And there is a story in the Bible in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10. And I encourage you to go and read it when you have time. There was a man, Bible says he was a philanthropist. A man called Cornelius in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10. He was a great centurion, an army general. He helped people around. But he doesn't know Jesus. And what happened? God asked Peter to go to him, pray for him, so that he might receive the Holy Spirit. So there are so many good people out there. So it's not about our goodness. It's not about the way we help people. But it's about knowing Jesus personally as your Lord and personal Savior. You must be born again. That's what Jesus said to Nicodemus upon his position, the high priest, the great man in the society, a teacher. But yet, something was missing in his life. And now the question for us, is there something missing in your life? Is there something that you need to make amend? Do you think you need to make peace with God? Is there someone you need to forgive? Is there someone you need to love? Is there someone you need to help? You must be born again. Look at the word there, must, in the Bible. Must be born again. And that is what God wants us to hear this morning. Nothing but only this. Nicodemus, a great man, a Pharisee. People respect him. In other words, people think, oh, he's a child of God. He can make heaven. But for Nicodemus, he was very far away from God. But in physical appearance, everybody sees him as a holy man. We remember the story of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, Isaiah was a great prophet. Everybody respect him in the society. But what happened in Isaiah chapter 6? Bible says that after the death of King Uzziah, Isaiah saw the Lord. In other words, he had a second encounter with God. And he says, woe to me that I am a man of unclean lips. Isaiah cried out. And when God said to Isaiah, who shall I send and who will go before me? And Isaiah says, here am I, send me. And sometimes people think, oh, because he's a priest, he's a holy man. There are many priests who are not born again. And I'm saying it. There are many. Because so many of them are doing it as a job, not as a calling. And they can't even give the salvation experience about their life. When Jesus comes into their life, they can never. I've met so many. When you talk about what is in the Bible, they are far from it. It's not about philosophical things, sociology, psychology, not about the Bible.